Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. You are listening to Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman. And today is Friday the 13th. Woohoo! I know. A bunch of you are thinking, oh my word, everything's going wrong. Well, we're going to talk about that today. And I was kind of originally going to talk about Martin Luther King and the freedoms we have. These two actually do go hand in hand with each other. So, for today, let's just start with this. The song that you just heard is I Am Who I Am. It is by the group True Trinity. And it is the theme song for Purpose Talk Radio. Exactly true. You are who you are. I am who I am. We walk in spirit every single day and every moment. We have the choices. We have the opportunities. And we are just that, the beings in the moment. So, True Trinity, their website is trutrinity.com. The vocalist on that song is Jillian Clark. The writers of that, Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. And that song, yeah, was created more than 5 years ago. It just seems like, yeah, it seems like yesterday sometimes. Anyway, so Purpose Talk Radio is brought to you here every Friday afternoon, noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the UK. The rebroadcast of the show, the archived version, is at the same link as the original. So it's very easy for you to find it and to share it with your family, friends, and others who you think might be interested in hearing this show after the fact. It is also brought to you by True Vision Travel, a full-service travel agency, independent contractors with IntelliTravel. And there are, for those, especially trips for those needing special needs. Sorry, I'm hearing an echo of myself here today, so it's kind of funny. Hopefully that's not in the video and thing, or the video, excuse me, the replay and all that we're doing. So, yes, you can participate. So you can find that as truevisionstravel.com, truevisionstravel.com. See, I could blame that on mouth not working right. I could blame it on Friday the 13th. Oh, no. But I'm just going to say that for some reason that echo is distracting. And so we're going to dispense with that at the moment. What else would I like to tell you about this show? Well, there's several ways that you can participate. The first is that you can scroll down to the chat room that is available here on Blog Talk Radio at the link of the show. If you are listening live, scroll all the way to the bottom and there is a chat room there. And you can put your comments, feedback, whatever you'd like for me or anybody else in that. However, when that is ended, it disappears. So instead, I would invite you all to come over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook, because that is where shortly we will have a post pinned to the top of the group, and you can come and know whether you listen live or archive. And that stays there until the next week, for the most part, unless something imperative comes up that we want to share with you. Put your comments in there. Or if you listen to this after the fact, even later, you can come over there and listen to the show and just look for the date, because that's, we do have those. And of course, as you know, most groups on Facebook, when someone posts in it, it pops to the top of the group discussion. So we want to make sure that you have the opportunity to comment wherever it is. So we do have the dates in there as well. And of course, again, that would be Friday the 13th. The other way that you can do is you can call into the show, and that is at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. So I'd like to begin our discussion about this week's show. And like I said, I thought originally I was going to be doing something about Martin Luther King and the discussion on how we have these freedoms, especially the freedom of speech, the freedom to not discriminate, the freedom to understand what's going on in the world. However, I jumped on Facebook this morning, and lo and behold, I am hit by 4 or 5 different friends talking about it being Friday the 13th. And I was kind of blown away by that, because I didn't even realize it was Friday the 13th. I'll be real honest with you. That's how much I don't pay attention to the superstitions from, what do you call them? Boy, there's another word for them. The superstitions, the idiosyncrasies of some of these dates, these things that happens. So, fine. I decided that instead we had to talk about some of these things. And in the way of Purpose Talk Radio, turn them around. So that in the process of all of this, you can find out that there are better ways to be looking at things. So that they're in a more positive light. So I suppose you're saying, how can that possibly be? Friday the 13th is Friday the 13th. It's Black Cat Day. Don't cross this. There's all these other things. If don't cross under a ladder. And my gosh, you're not going to cross under a ladder or let a black cat cross your path, especially on Friday the 13th, because it'll be so much worse. Well, okay, we all have the choice to decide what we are going to believe and trust and think about. So how about if you thought about on Friday the 13th, it's going to be the best day of the year, instead of putting doom and gloom on it? How would that turn out? We could take a look at that. Let's see. On Friday the 13th, I am going to receive lots of prosperity. It will take me through the year. How would that feel? What would you think about that if that was the case? On Friday the 13th, I would think of 13 being like B13 in bingo. Many people have the thought that B13 is a very lucky number in bingo. There is a baker's dozen, which, guess what? That is 13 products. Eggs, bakery, whatever. Many places are known to have a 13th thing in case one gets squished when something happens to one of them. So, in other words, like, they give you a baker's dozen on eggs. In case one happens to get broken, you could still have either your 2 or your 3 egg omelet and have it even out. Isn't that cool how that works? It's a prosperity thing and a prosperity thinking. And you get to do what you want with that. Um, you also have the possibility of things of the black cat, of the walking under the ladder. Gee, if I walk under the ladder, something won't be falling on my head as I pass through. People might be working above the ladder. That ladder might keep me safe. What a way to think about it. So on Purpose Talk Radio, what we look at each week is people living their purpose, whatever that might mean. And in doing so, there is the opportunity to share ways that you can live your purpose as well. So what I'm thinking today is in this. There are people who are saying lots of negative things right now in the news. They are sharing the negativity of their fellow man in that things such as if you open this email you go and click on something, you're going to have your whole computer crash. Well, that's very true if you click on the wrong links. However, just because it's named Dance with the Pope or Donald Trump becomes president, or I'm trying to think of some of the other ones, or you'll get a $50 gift card, you know, check those things out before you go and worry about them and pass them on. You have a choice to be the positive person or the negative person. You have the person to pursue those premonitions and those superstitions, or you can be the person who turns them around. I recently said to a friend of mine that something was going to happen in 2.5 weeks, for example. Now, I don't know what that 2.5 weeks means. If it's 2.5 weeks after she sends out a letter she needs, I don't know if it's 2.5 weeks after she gets another response. You know, it could be any number of things. You know, I know her well enough to say that she's not going to sit there and dwell on it. And when it happens, it'll happen. And if it happens, it'll happen. On the other hand, I could sit here and worry about it and go, oh, am I right? Am I wrong? Why did I get such a thought? And, oh my gosh, what if it doesn't happen? No, I just shared it with her lightly and said that, here's, this is going to happen. And we'll see. Just like most things out there, people are saying right now lousy things in the news. This is definitely what's going to happen. We're going to go to war. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. You know what, folks? Why not say we're not going to go to war? Why not put that energy out there in a good way? And be exactly what you want it to be. Awesome! I just got a message from Brian Griffin that said, Friday the 13th, today is the day he signed the lease on his new apartment. How wonderful on that. That is amazing. So, you know, that Friday the 13th for him is going to continue to be a day of prosperity. A day of something wonderful for him. Because he's been looking for a place. I know he's been looking for a place for a while. And wanted just the right environment and just the right place to go. So congratulations, Brian, on that new find for yourself. And thank you very much for sharing that with us as well. Now, if anyone else has things that they are concerned with, again, I invite you to join us on the air at 347-205-9074, 347-205-9074. So I want to get back to that again. You know, we can turn these things around if we want them to happen. I may be sounding like a broken record, but I'm trying to think back here on some of this stuff. So, okay, so where did Friday the 13th start? Anybody have any idea? Well, and I just lost the little note that I had on that. I apologize. So, why is that for? What made it what it is? We really know. Not that, because of my life, this is what's going to happen, and this is why it's going to happen. And it's just going to be a bad luck day. And again, if you put that out ahead of the game, then that you're going to know, and that's going to happen for you. That's just how I believe, I guess. So, okay, Friday the 13th is considered an unlucky day, but it's mainly in the Western Hemisphere. You know, it doesn't occur that often. It's once a year in 2010, and it can be up to three times a year on other years. So in 2017, it'll be twice on today, and then again in October. And then there will be two Friday the 13th going on until the year 2020. So, you know, we got to get used to it. We got to get used to how that happens. Again, there's the fear of the 13th. There is an actual name for it. And I tried to pronounce it earlier today, and I was having a problem with it. But it's triskaidekaphobia, pretty much. And it's the fear, literally, of Friday the 13th. But there is more to that. There's a para part to it. Now I can't even pronounce it all out of Greek. And just the fear of 13 itself. But the superstition comes around that in the Middle Ages. It originated from the story of Jesus and the Last Supper and the crucifixion, and people present at the Last Supper. Yes, think about that. There was Jesus and the 12 disciples. There were 13 there. Judas was considered to be the 13th to have arrived. And in Christian culture, he is the one who gave Jesus up. And, of course, then that is when Jesus died because of those 13. It being a Friday when he was put to death. But, you know, there's really no specific record to put that into reality. There are discussions of whether Jesus really did die on a Friday. If you look back in history, there's some ways proving that maybe that wasn't quite true. We do the Friday to Sunday, Sunday being the spiritual day for most people when they do church. And that is why it's become the Friday to Sunday issue. I'm not disputing anything right now. I'm not saying one way or the other. But again, when people look at that 13th, they're putting that 13th to a Friday, specifically because of the Last Supper in some cases. There's another point where Henry Sutherland Edwards, in the biography that he did, said that the guy he did the biography about, Rossini, was surrounded to the last by admiring friends. And it is true that, like so many Italians, he regarded Friday as an unlucky day and 13 as an unlucky number. It is remarkable that on Friday the 13th of November, he passed away. This time of year in January, pretty much between Thanksgiving and the end of January, there are many deaths. Say that one person dies on Friday the 13th because of a superstition. Again, for him, maybe it did. Maybe he set out his own death. The main superstition came from Thomas Lawson's novel, Friday the 13th. He kind of is the one that really set that out in his novel, where a broker took advantage of that superstition so that there was a panic on Friday the 13th. If we look back into the 1300s, Philip IV of France arrested hundreds of Knights Templar on the Friday the 13th of October. There are many, many things that can go back. There's some background in that in Hispanic, Greek, Italian cultures. Even in the movie, in the Shrek movie, If You Knew What I Did Last Friday the 13th was in Italy. Some people said that the original movie was Friday the 17th, but it got changed. So just a thought on, again, how they changed it in that case to be more scary, I guess, in reality. We have the choice. If it stayed Friday the 17th, would people have started looking at the 17th and saying, oh no? Maybe so. We don't know. Kids, because it's more of a kids program, would that have changed their thought to a Friday the 17th becoming unlucky? Who knows how that stuff gets passed down and what happens with it? There are some other weird facts about Friday the 13th, and these come from USA Today. It is so long that almost nobody can understand it. Many people say they're not going to go to the hospital on Friday the 13th. In fact, exactly. I had a friend who said her surgery was only scheduled for the 13th. The interesting thing is, she's going to go to the hospital on Friday the 13th. She was not going to go to the hospital on Friday the 13th because she issue with her family having deaths in the hospital on the 13th. So not only was she not be Friday the 13th, she was not going to be the 13th at all. And that's her choice. And I'm sure that if something had happened on that day, she would have been even more about her family. Really would have had added. So I can understand where she comes from on that. And why she would not want to do a surgery on that day. It makes sense for her and her family. And it makes sense for everybody. You know, if you've had occurrences and bad things happen, I can understand where that comes from. You are not alone on that. But again, I truly believe that you can turn it around and make it what you want to make it. By your own. I've got a video that wants to play here. I'm making sure it does not in the process of this. It is unfortunate that more people are likely to make a trip to the hospital on this day. But you know why? It is simply because I think they're going to go there. And again, if you think you're going to be healthy, wealthy, and wise on today, on the 13th, you'll find out that by retrospect, it'll be a great day. But I didn't even notice that it was the 13th at all. So it was kind of fun to show up in my calendar today and have so many people be bringing it up that I didn't even notice. Others are starting to say, here's what we started saying, is that the Health Care Act was rescinded, essentially, in part today at 1 a.m. on Friday the 13th. Affordable Care Act. It's the end of the session. They want to get in whatever they can at the end, so they're going to push through and get as much done as they can before the new administration comes in. Can we stop it? Sure. We can make phone calls. We can do what we're going to do. But I assure you, Friday the 13th had absolutely nothing to do with what happened today. And that was one of the things that I saw on Facebook. And it blew my mind. I'll be real honest, when I saw that one come up. I hope my friends got after the fact, when they looked at, you know, how many days are left the administration and how many other things can happen in the meantime. So, why do we think the way we do? What has people in general creating premonitions and fear tactics? We can look at Friday the 13th, the movie. And, you know, the killings of that day and how they made it. Now, here's one of the positive stories that came out of the Friday the 13th. Just about an hour ago, the flight 666, he think is a number itself, that it wing the a hellish flight. They relate that to the devil or Satan or satanical things. But you know what? It's kind of funny because it did go to hell today. H-E-L being the identification of Helsinki, Finland. So the plane took off from Copenhagen, Denmark, and went from Denmark to Finland on Friday the 13th. Or better yet, took off at 1300 local time. 1 hour and 30 minutes later, it landed at 3:41 p.m. local time. So there's your positive story for anybody that needs something to say, hey, look at how bizarre this was and how wonderful this was for Friday the 13th. And how the superstition, even the 666, was able to be overcome. And I bet you there were people on there that may or may not have even thought about it initially. And maybe when the plane landed, notified of the thoughts. And I bet you there's some other people that went on that plane just to prove that it wasn't gonna, there was no problem with it. I might have been one of those to do that, depending upon my mood and how I was feeling for the day when I scheduled it. So that's kind of a fun thing. I always really like to try to turn things around. And having said that, you know what? I don't have a lot of people here today on the line. I don't see anybody coming forward to speak, which is unfortunate. Again, I'll give you one more shot on that. Calling in at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. If you wish to, if you listen to this ARC on the archive, feel free to post in Purpose Talk Radio Conversations if you've run into any encounters with Friday the 13th. We'd love to share those as well.
And so I'm going to actually, I think, bring this show to a close. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have a talk about finding your voice. And I think it comes right in with this topic as well. Because you have the choice. Again, it's your voice that passes on these decisions. And it's your voice that says, enough is enough. And I'm going to find something good about it. Either way, it's up to you. And so again, this show is brought to you by True Visions Travel, a full-service travel company specializing in travel for those needing individualized needs and accommodations. It is brought to you every Friday at 2 p.m., excuse me, at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the U.K. We discuss topics of living your purpose. We find positive news to share with you every week. And we offer you things that might help you just to be a better person, serving your purpose in the world. If you would like to be a guest on the show, please do get a hold of me directly at cindy@purposetalkradio.com, cindy@purpose.com. CalkRadio.com. If you have products, services, something that you think our listeners may be interested in, you can use that email as well. I think I am by the group Trinity. The vocalist on the replay is Jillian Clark. The song written by Jillian Clark, Rachel Pierce, and myself. And their website is at truthandbe.com. The Purpose Talk Radio.